Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. And we're all set, cocked. Yep, I said cocked, locked. Yep. Your dial is set correctly, the USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Rich Sheban. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. And right back at you, buddy. And I got to tell you that you won't be able to use locked and cocked anymore because it's a context and connotation towards a gun. So you'll be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory. But who cares? Everything is lawless right now, right? Every institution, every government agency, every big corporation.
Yeah.
So we can talk philosophy all day, or I can share 80 articles with you to wake more people up, but if everything's lawless, let me ask you a question. Just like what you left a comment on my answering machine about the Canadian government seizing private property and trucks of peaceful protesters, and I'll just give one article here, and I want you to comment on this, Vince. Canada has fallen. The once free nation is now under UN occupation and globalist control with no mechanism returning for peace and democracy. And this is on naturalnews.com. And I'm reading these articles everywhere, pretty much every independent media. And I've got about 15 articles on Canada, by the way, to show the lawlessness that we have. And if you were anyone in the free world, not just Canada, Vince, what would you be thinking right now when the powers that be have done everything in their power to defund the police, when what really needs to be defunded is the police state, and the people need to mandate freedom? So how would you answer that, Vince?
Oh, I'm in absolute agreement with you. As a matter of fact, as a exclamation point, I have a document from a company called River Link Corporation. And these guys have a bridge. And what they've done is they've sent a picture of a truck. It might be our truck going over this bridge. And it includes a license plate number. It includes a $4.42 toll and another $4.42 toll. There's no toll bridge. I mean, there's no toll booth, I should say. And what happened in this area is they have road work. So they run a detour. So the people involved in the government corporation in that area run a detour that forces people to go over this toll bridge, of which there's no toll booth. And so you're driving along on Interstate 64. All of a sudden, detour. You take the detour. Then you find out there's a toll after you've taken the detour. Then later on, you get a bill in the mail with a threat. Okay? So that is another example of the police state. That's another example of the cameras, the spying, the connectivity through, you know, wireless communications. It's just one more example. So if you put all that together with everything else that we all know about the trucker strike and the lockdown of accounts and the seizing of the 18-wheel rigs and the mayor in Canada who wants to sell those trucks that were stolen from the owners of those trucks for the city's profit. you look at all this, and I'm really surprised that there aren't projectiles flying through the air already. The truckers have been nothing but gracious. They've been nothing but polite. They've been mischaracterized as Nazis. The true Nazis, the true police state, the true fascists are the corporations posing as government in all across the globe. If you look at Canada, yes, it's fallen. If you look at England, it's fallen. If you look at Australia, it's fallen. And Canada, England, and Australia, in my opinion, are microcosms of the United States of America. And what I think is happening is, let's test it out in Canada, let's test it out in England, let's test it out in Australia, let's see if it works with, you know, a smaller population, people who are like Americans, and let's see if it works with them. And if we can pull the wool over their eyes, we can take down America completely. That's my thinking. I think you hit the nail right on the head, Rich Heben.
Well, yeah. Look, we have to remember that a lot of these crises are created. Never let a crisis go to waste. That's like a Democrat motto and a Rhino motto. But you look at everything, the economic, the financial, the political, the social implications, destroyed border, divide and conquer strategies, destruction of health care, our military, indoctrinated in education centers, academia, law and order at all levels, pretty much gone. You know, the so-called objectives from the starvation. We've talked about all this stuff. You know, voter integrity. Heck, in Wisconsin, there's 4 million adults, but 7 million voter registrations. Look, everything's a scam. Everything, all this redistricting is all for the Democrat benefit. Everything is rigged. Everything is fake. We have to remember, people, that every message is sanctioned by the elite, okay? The Klaus Schwabs, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the World Economic Forum, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the UN. These are all the same players. They're all wearing the same hats. They're all on the same team. They control every narrative, every monetary system, every law, different set of rules, laws, and accountability for different groups for divide and conquer strategies, and to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. No one's doing their job. You know, look at all the police up in Canada. Now, the UN has been, one of my articles shows that the UN literally are landing in Canada. So half of these people aren't even Canadian police. They're called mercenaries, folks. So if people don't do their jobs, if people don't stand up for what's right, if people don't stand for principle, the same rules, laws, accountability for everybody, truth. Remember, I've gone through those three positions a thousand times on this program over 11 years. Everything becomes fake. Poison medications, toxic foods, failed state, tracing, tracking, surveillance, consolidation of power, money, and control. Every agenda, all the name-calling, oh, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, violent, conspiracy theory, and they all have substats. Like, what's the number one for under racist? White supremacists, right? Everything is an inversion of reality and what's true. Everything, you're seeing the opposite. It's just like, Vince, I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago. You said, I mentioned this on the broadcast. And, you know, if I had a dollar for every time you said that, but I just remembered that this morning. And we talked about how the elite controls every narrative, just like the U.S. railroads. Oh, the white people destroyed the Indians. No, every law that came through was to get rid of the Indians under the code of progress. What's the translation for that? The rich get richer. They have more consolidation of power, money, control. Everything, carbon footprints, Green New Deal, every thought, facts, math, science, everything about the reset, all of this is calculated, sanctioned brainwashing, okay? So we have to be aware, and we're seeing a lot of backtracking. You know, a lot of these people trying to save face because people have woken up to the fact that this vaccine is not a vaccine and it is a bioweapon. People are waking up to the fact that more than three times the amount of people have died from this so-called clot shot than all so-called vaccines in the history of modern America. So they're backtracking on this. They're backtracking on mass, a lot of plausible deniability out there. And we need to be aware when they call, when the powers that be says, oh, we need to eliminate misinformation. Basically, they're opening the door up for more fear porn. What they really fear is us telling the truth and waking people up. So when you hear misinformation, disinformation, this is just another totalitarian control. Like you mentioned that Trudeau was calling Canadians racist and Hitler and Nazis. I'll be honest with you. Every article I read in the independent media, all the comment section, it's a million to one the other way, where the people of the world and Canada are calling Trudeau a Nazi and Hitler. This is why we have to be aware of all these false flags, cyber attacks, patriot attacks. And I use patriot in quotes because it's probably going to be Antifa or Black Lives Matter or some bought and paid for mercenary team. Solar flares, wars, new pandemics. They are going to do anything possible to make sure they keep people looking over here and not over there. The more chaos, the more infighting, the more confusion, the more they get to consolidate power, money, and control. Vince, any last word on that before I move on?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't find me speechless too often, do you? Well, yes, I do. I do have a comment. And as you were saying it, I was thinking back. And in class, one of the things that USA Prepares does is we tell stories, firsthand stories, things that are true, things that have happened to us. Well, what Rich is describing is how the government, people who run for government positions, are ultimately corrupted. They're coerced. They're conned. They're blackmailed. They're bribed. Well, when I moved, I bought a farm in Virginia and with Mrs. Finelli and the family. And I happened to be in a realtor's office at the time. And I had been there for a while. I was working on this realtor's computer in the middle room. And he had three rooms, the front room where he entertained his clients, customers, and the middle room where he did his you know, private work, and in the back room where he stored his junk. Well, I was in the middle room working on his computer, and there was a big glass wall between the front room and the middle room, and I could see what was going on. So I'm working on the computer, I got my head down, and the lawyer walks in, the town lawyer walks in. He's a blue blood, meaning elite. So this lawyer says he didn't know I was in the middle room, working on the computer. He had no idea. And he said to the realtor, he said, look, you know, that guy Vanilla, you know, that new guy in town, we're going to make him mayor. And if we make him mayor, see, what happens is we'll do what we want to do. And if it goes bad, he'll get blamed for it. See, so that's what we do. We get him to be mayor because he won't know our plans. And we'll, you know, tell him what to do. And then he will get the blame if anything goes wrong. That's what was said. Okay, that's going to be in my book. So I just put an exclamation point and I wrote the word book next to the note that I just had for that. So what I'm telling you, class, is politicians, I told them, no way, I'm not running for mayor. I certainly wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be manipulated and conned and et cetera. So that's what happens even in little hamlets. So what you're seeing is that explains why politicians do the unthinkable, like Trudeau, who's blackmailing him? Who's blackmailing him? Somebody with a big gun.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Jason's Engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in free speech. Rich Sheban's with us. Rich, I just want to tell our class, don't believe anything we say. Don't believe a word that you hear at USA Prepares, and especially don't believe anything else you hear in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. And when I said that Trudeau, I believe he has been blackmailed, that's my belief. I am allowed to have my belief. I'm not advocating any violence. I'm just sharing my belief. I believe he has been, I believe that what's done is the carrot and the stick. Hey, would you like to have a trip? Would you like to have, this applies to all politicians. Would you like to have a vacation? Would you like to try out a new Jeep? You can probably keep it for a long time, probably until you know, you're done with it, and then you can return it. No charge, free. Would you like to go to South America? Would you like to have a new wardrobe? How about a house? How about a beach house? How about use of the cabin in the mountains for you and your family? How about that? Or, you know, we've got this information about you, and boy, it'd be terrible if it came out. Which would you prefer? I think that's how it goes. Rich,
don't have information. He'll make it up anyway. You've heard me say, Russia, Russia spy with Donald Trump, and Matt Gaetz is a pedophile, and Brett Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. Look, we've mentioned all this over and over and over again. But let's just talk about the corruption for a moment. And this is an article, but it's a metaphor. And everybody knows about Leah Thomas, which his real name is William Thomas. When he was swimming for the men's team, he was ranked 462 in the country. 462. female swimmer. That's a great metaphor for the lack of reality, the lawlessness, the rigging and cheating that goes on at pretty much every level in America today. So just keep that in mind. What I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to mention four quick articles before I go into more Canadian news that I kind of went there a little bit. And because of Vince's comment on my answering machine last night. But I'm going to mention a quick story that I referred to before. But I have a plea to the police in Canada. I have a plea to our Capitol Police in Washington, D.C., to our Congress, to our FBI, to our CIA, DOJ, all the corrupt entities that we've given countless amount of articles regarding their lawlessness. And one article right here, new footage shows trained plainclothes operatives coordinating break-in through Capitol window on January 6th. And yes, there's a video. Next article, Capitol Police dressed like construction workers breaking into GOP rep's office. Oh, pardon me, I didn't give the last one was the Gateway Pundit, and this one is also the Gateway Pundit. Capitol Police dressed like construction workers break into GOP rep's office, photograph confidential documents, and harass staff. You can't even make this stuff up, people, and there's all evidence. Look, the powers that be, one thing they don't do is give evidence. They don't give proof, whether it be anything to do with health care, voter integrity. They don't give proof. That's what a totalitarian state is. It's just like when, do you remember a few years ago, I talked about when we were in elementary school and Ali was fighting Frazier. And this is like second grade. I can't remember. We were little. And, you know, back in the kickball days and the hopscotch days. I remember some of that. Anyway, I remember some little kid saying, Frazier. And then the idiot class, half of them would, you know, they were already being indoctrinated into being followers and they didn't even know. And they just yell, Frazier. And then 5 minutes later, some kid would yell, Ali, Ali, Ali. And then that's the same group would yell, Ali, Ali, Ali. And the rest of us is just looking around like, what the hell is going on here? I'm not kidding you. I mean, people get indoctrinated from being thinkers to being followers very quick. Okay, next. Newly released video from January 6th shows non-charged conspirator changing clothes, putting masks on, and utilizing hand signals. I saw the video. This woman's using hand signals at the Capitol. We'll be right back, folks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has sent troops and equipment into the separatist region of eastern Ukraine. Under the guise of peacekeepers, UN Representative for the United States Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls out Putin's departure from international law.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law, and it defies our charter.
The world is reacting to Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. Saying it is necessary, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his emergency powers in ruling Canada. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As Russian President Putin claims independence for portions of eastern Ukraine, he has sent troops and equipment into the disputed areas as peacekeepers. Jacques Delors is with the Council of European Union.
We have also condemned actions, staged events, and information manipulation that are clearly aimed at creating a pretext for military escalations against Ukraine. It's a classical way of behaving. You create pretext for military escalations. We commend Ukraine for its restraint in face of this intimidation and violations of Minsk Agreement and international law. We have, at the meantime, while we were discussing inside the Council meeting, we were following the discussions of the Russian Security Council with a strong concern. We understand that the final decision has not been taken yet, and we call upon President Putin to respect international law and the Minsk agreements and expect him not to recognize the independence of Luhansk and Donetsk Oblast.
I'm Lance Pry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Stevens with us. We are at Free Speech Central, Genesis Communications Network. Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Rich?
Yes, definitely. SaveGCN.com. If more, you know, keep in mind Alex Jones is also on GCN, and he's the King Leonidas of the Brave 300. We need to keep every venue open because over a million combat soldiers gave their life for what we're doing right now. And many millions more fought, bled, and died for our free speech and our Bill of Rights and Constitution. So that being said, one last article here before I go into Canadian news, and I want to tell a quick little story. This article is on InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Pelosi Congress claims January 6 videos are not public records. Well, Nancy, public office is paid for by the taxpayers, the public taxpayers. So anything, think about the fact that these people are calling January 6 insurrectionists when they won't even give up evidence. Everything is made up today. Everything. Remember, every message that comes down from any government source, any institution, any NGO, any mainstream media, anything has been sanctioned. These people are bought and paid for, they're blackmailed, or they're threatened. Keep that in mind. Now, the reason why I said that and the reason why I'm going to go to some Canadian news to share published information in the public domain, nothing that myself or Vince is making up, is the importance of standing for principle. And again, this is going to the police state, all the people who care about their paychecks and their pensions and their benefit packages. This is going to the Capitol Police, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ. And I know this might not mean much to you, but I just want you to look yourself in the mirror. And when you're walking down the hallways and you look your colleagues in the eye, do you look at their eye for very long? Or are you ashamed of what's been going on? Think about just standing for principle and the rule of law. I've been on the air for about 11 years. I've been on many different broadcasts, and I'm on Vince's broadcast, USAPrepares.com, pretty regularly, at least once a week. And Vince, I've probably been on as much as 3-4 times a week in the past. It has nothing to do with the numbers. It's just a point I'm making. When I wrote the book, a small production company did a small documentary on me. I had very big production companies. And I've mentioned the names before, and I'm not going to name drop right now. That's not the point. Very large companies worldwide offer me reality shows, documentary shows, but they wanted me to demonize preppers and demonize America. I made friends and relationships with some of the liaisons who contacted me. And I was on the phone with them. I spoke to these people on a pretty regular basis. Never got to meet them, mostly young ladies. I don't know how young they were, but basically I got them talking. And they basically wanted me to sell out my country, my lifestyle of self-sufficiency, to promote different protocols. And the same thing, and I turned every one of them down because I asked for final editing rights so I can protect the integrity of the message and stick up for my country and tell the truth. Not one of those companies agreed to allow me to even come close to controlling the message. It was all a fake reality show. And I can mention a lot of these shows. You've heard a lot of them. You've seen a lot of them. And when I was with GlaxoSmithKline, I asked my company, I had some of the best, and Vince can, I sent him all the kudo, or most of the kudo papers I received, my numbers, my bonuses, all this stuff. I worked hard. I had great numbers. I asked them to go as a part-time job share because I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. I was getting paralysis down my legs and on the right side of my body. And my right side of my body is still smaller than the left side of my body. And they said they wouldn't give me a part-time job share because it was for females only. And the 30 attorneys I contacted told me I didn't have enough group self-pity points or victim group status to qualify for a lawsuit. So, again, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, nothing means anything in America anymore. But The point of me saying that is that I had half of the upper management in GlaxoSmithKline Company. You did such a great job. You've won all these awards from President's Clubs to this to that. And why do you keep pushing this? I say it's because of standards and the rule of law. And I stood for principle, and I would not back down. So I'm asking the police from Canada to the Capitol Police to the FBI to the DOJ to the CIA. Do you care more about manufacturing your perception of self-importance and self-preservation? Or do you have any ounce of integrity to stand for principle and the American people? Are you willing to take the money to be forever called an American sellout, a rhino, a treasonous traitor, just for the money and the paycheck and the pension? See, what happens, folks, when you're a proponent of totalitarian attacks, authoritarian attacks, communism, fascism, and you look the other way because you feel it might benefit you, whether it be short run or long run, what you've done is you've betrayed the trust of the people of your country. And you've totally, without a doubt, corrupted your profession. So I've tied this many times into delegitimizing work. When certain people have been brainwashed and tricked to feel entitled to play the victim group status card and then demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, what you do is you hurt your whole country, your whole free world, because you offer no protection, rights, and restitution on the rule of law to the people who have been targeted. And you give runaway, unchecked power to the most corrupt organizations and corporations while enabling and protecting them to do anything that they want. When you stick up for your group, your hyphen, your pronoun, and ahead of your country, you're giving free lunch to the elite, to the World Economic Forum, and you're eliminating the rule of law with precedence. And this is what we have in America today. So that being said, I'm going to go to some Canadian articles real fast before the break. Quote, and I'm going to mention the source, and I'm not going to deviate from even the preposition from the bullet point of these articles, because I know a lot of the mainstream media thinks I'm making this stuff up. I am not, I promise. And you can look it up. This is thegatewaypundit.com. Great source. Little Castro, Justin Trudeau, is now threatening tow truck drivers, those who do not cooperate with the Canadian regime, could face arrest and eliminate and have the private property taken away. Next, this is from naturalnews.com. Canadian feds caught trying to push convoy truckers to overrun Parliament in January 6th style insurrection, false flag scheme. I talk about the false flags that we've seen and that's coming almost every broadcast. People have to be aware of it, because the people that I just mentioned are literally becoming the actors and the theater of these false flags for their own selfish purposes of their paychecks and their pensions. Next, Trudeau voiced support for farmers in India who blocked major highways to New Delhi for more than a year in 2021. See, he literally, for other countries, just like we are, supporting other borders so there can be basically, how can I put this, distractions, diversions, so people can literally, these people can literally hide their crimes, their elite crimes. I mean, that's exactly what's happening in America right now. They are looking for every distraction, diversion, war, cyber attack, patriot attack, solar flare, pandemics, anything that they can. Okay, I got to stop going into tangents here. Next, Trudeau. Okay, I just mentioned that one. Police in Canada are going to use child protective services to break up the trucker rally. I've also read articles that are going to take people's pets as well as their children. Next, Ottawa police ordered to return fuel to truckers. Return fuel contaminated 50% water. Can you imagine that? They're literally, there's people who've been hired to protect and serve has literally decided to freeze out their own people. Hard to believe. Undercover Fed agent, I apologize, source, investmentwatchblog.com, the one before that, investmentwatchblog.com, the last three were the same. Undercover Fed agent, provocateur, tries to entrap truckers and instigate siege of Parliament Hill in Ottawa. His microphone was hid. Basically, they think you are stupid, folks. This is investmentwatchblog.com. Okay, this one is thegatewaypundit.com. Mysterious extremist group of 13 individuals with weapons arrives at Freedom Convoy protests. See how they're doing this, folks? They just keep poking the bear, and they're looking for an opportunity to set you up to complete their agenda. Next, the counter signal. RCMP under order of Trudeau blacklist 34 crypto wallets. The reason why I put that in there is because the powers that be don't want you to survive. They want to confiscate everything you have because they want communism. These are the true Nazis. These are the true Hitlers. And I am not even saying that from my mouth. This is the thousands of articles and comments that I've read throughout the internet over the last several weeks. Next, and by the way, another reason I said that, the crypto wallets, I don't have enough information on crypto to verify that, but it's something you need to be aware of. If the powers that be get into your crypto wallet, your hard wallet, I don't know if they can, but if they can, it's something to be aware of. Next, RCMP trespass on private property and sabotage heavy equipment, citizenfreepress.com. Next, Twitter permanently banned Andy Lee for exposing the donation received by Trudeau from the CCP, investmentwatchblog.com. That's called treason, folks. That's called traitor. Next, Canada's...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Here we read a definition class, and this definition is for the word complicit. C-O-M-P-L-I-C-I-T. This is what Rich has been talking about. It is associated with or participating in a questionable act or a crime, having complicity. Quote, presidential handlers and a complicit press corps managed to suppress public awareness, end quote. That is from thefreedictionary.com. That is why you don't know what's happening, because crimes have been suppressed. Questionable acts have been suppressed. And we have, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, we have a gal who is in the business of twisting the truth, lying outright, manipulating words to make you think things, to make you think that things that are not true are true, to deceive you. And when I was growing up and I was learning about the Catholic Church, I was taught that lying is a sin. Lying is a real problem for me. I don't like liars. I despise liars. Rich?
Liars, tattletales, it doesn't matter. When you don't stand for print, look, none of us are perfect. We're all imperfect sinners. But when it comes to the rule of law, we have to show some signs of principle, and we can't allow the powers that be to have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And that's how they divide us. That's what we've proven for 11 years. And for those people I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, for those of you, any of you who don't do your job and you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for that job because of the group you're in, you're destroying everybody's opportunity, everybody's standards. You're out actually being called by the elite useful idiots because they are openly insulting you, insulting your work ethic, your ability, your intelligence. That means they're degrading you, they're disrespecting you. You don't empower a nation or your group by demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations. It's meant to make all of society submissive. It's meant to break their will. Look at the suicides. Look at the obesity. Look at the drug use. Look at the insurance company statistics. I know it's mostly because of the jab, but look, 18 to 64-year-olds, 40% increase in deaths. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for any job, because of what group you're in. You're not destroying just knowledge and opportunity. You're destroying your country, and you're rewarding mediocrity. That's just like the article I just mentioned about William/Leah Thomas. She was ranked 400 and something in the nation as a man. I mean, she still is a man. I understand that. I'm not trying to wordsmith you. But as a female to compete, she's number one and she's breaking records. As is she. Even though he's a he. This is basically allowing corruption, double standards, lawlessness, totalitarianism, spinning definitions, like Vince just said. Okay, I'm going to go into more articles here, folks, because I shed articles during the break because I'm usually prepared with 150 articles plus, and I'll be lucky if I get to 70 or 80. Okay, CISA now warning of the untimely release of the secret auditing report of voting machines in Georgia. This is the Gateway Pundit. Basically, CISA, or CISA, is a cybersecurity infrastructure security agency. So a judge is now withholding the release of an audit report of Dominion voting machines in Georgia. So the federal government has inserted itself into the case and is asking the judge to delay the report even longer. That is corruption. That is lawlessness. That means nothing matters anymore, folks. Okay, next article. Over 50,000 fraudulent votes cast from phantom voters identified in Wisconsin, more than twice the margin allocated for victory. And this is on the Gateway Pundit. Pardon me, I keep looking for the source because the mainstream media keeps saying that I'm making this stuff up. Next, auditor Brian Giles identifies nearly 100,000 ballots in Georgia that were invalid and Raffensperger blew it off, misrepresenting the people. The Gateway Pundit. Folks, you guys in all the swing states, you've been played, you've been conned, you've been used, you've been duped. Because you have people like Raffensperger and DAs and secretaries of states not doing their job. Next, Vermont town opens voting to foreign nationals, ballots in foreign languages, Breitbart.com. Next. All right, I'm going to stop here, folks. I hear the music coming. I am going to go stop right there because it's the stopping place. I'm going to go after the break. We appreciate you being here, folks. We need to call out people who are doing their job.
Just a quick comment. Has anyone said cities in America are great? They've got smash-and-grab criminals. They're enjoying an unending crime spree. Let's move to America where life is great. Has anyone said that recently? At the same time, Putin expands his empire. The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.